Just to, I guess, elaborate a little bit on the accountability changes, there were measures that we were not informed about until March. So when we're getting information that late, it's really hard for anyone in their day-to-day teaching to know exactly what target they're trying to hit. I mean, obviously they know they need to get kids to pass a test, but there's a lot more to it than that. And so I think that that's really prompted it. We did have an opportunity last week with all of our leaders. It would be coordinators, assistant principals, principals, directors of every department, in the room where this was discussed, and the consensus, you know, wasn't a straw poll, but a definite consensus was we want to see something for everyone. And to suspend, I think they were very much in favor of that for this coming year. As we look at where we stand and we see what the legislation does as they reconvene in January, although we're not holding a lot of hope, we would like to see some increasement in per pupil allotment. We'd like to see some mandates funded, things of that nature that could play an impact in us reconsidering and bringing it back. But our recommendation is at this time to suspend.